Well, we were talking before about how half of Spain, apparently, according to the weather forecast on Thursday, is going to be covered in snow, and how right now, here in Castilla-La Mancha, we have rain and the sun is coming out. So I don't think we're going to have any snow, but a place on the planet which certainly has had the snow is New York, and they've been slammed this week by a fresh snowstorm. That was on Wednesday, 27th of January, according to Voice of America on their website. The northeastern US was hit by massive snowstorm on Wednesday. More than a half meter of snow, goodness me, fell on New York, making this month the whitest January on record. New York's 8 million plus residents, that's a lot of people, isn't it, awoke again to the sound of snow plows as a fresh blanket of snow slowed the commutes and made walking treacherous. All I can say as a consolation is it's better than waking up to the sound of the bin men, I suppose. But the mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who received a sharp bit of criticism for what many said was an inadequate emergency response to a blizzard last month, appeared pleased to announce most of the city's main roads had been cleared by mid-morning. We learned and we asked the questions on what did not work last time and if there is anything we could do differently in terms of lining up private contractors, said Bloomberg. The eighth largest snowstorm in the city's history has forced the temporary closure of all three of the area's major airports, which are among the busiest in the nation. More than 1.5 meters of snow has fallen on the city already this season, triple the average amount of snowfall for an entire season. The Big Apple's children appeared thrilled that schools were closed, only the sixth time since 1978 that this has happened. One particular girl took a moment's break from playing with the snow and said this, "I like how it is kind of a new world," she said. "It is not dirty New York City anymore, but it is a white, nice, magical world." There are as many opinions about the snow as there are New Yorkers, but one thing is certain. There will be more snow before winter ends in 2 months, no matter what they think about it. The snowstorm was not restricted to New York City. The entire Northeast was blanketed by the storm. In Washington, President Barack Obama's motorcade was stuck in traffic for an hour as his helicopter, Marine One, was grounded due to ice. 300 flights were cancelled in Philadelphia's airport. In Springfield, Massachusetts, the state capital, officials were concerned that the city had already exhausted its snow emergency funds. If you have been badly affected by the weather, we'd love to hear from you. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com. You can follow us on the Twitter. It's twitter.com/englishradio, and drop us a message there if you want to, or you can go to our official blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. You can click on all of the links to all our various podcasts and things, and there's a little link there to our Facebook page as well. And don't forget, we do have Audioboo as well. It's audioboo.fm/englishradio.